Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to stop your horse from coming too short in the neck. Now, a horse that is too short in its neck will be marked down in dressage tests at all levels. But what does the judge's comment, short in the neck, mean? Why is it a problem, and how do you correct the issue? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what does the comment short in the neck mean? Well, if you see the comment short in the neck on your dressage score sheet, the judge is referring to the horse's outline or frame. Now, a short neck usually indicates that the horse is tight and restricted, rather than appearing soft, supple, and working in a correct outline, stretching through his back and neck to seek the rider's hand. So why is a shortened neck a bad thing? Well, the dressage judge looks at the whole picture of the horse's way of going, including his outline. Now, if the horse is working in a correct frame, it follows that the rest of his body will be working along the right lines too. Now, a horse whose neck is overshortened will most likely be tight through his back, he'll lack engagement, and he will probably be tense too. So, essentially, a horse that is working in a tight, restricted frame tells the onlooker that there are fundamental flaws with the basic schooling, or that the horse is tense and not enjoying his experience. So, what causes this problem? Well, generally, a horse that works in a short, restricted outline indicates that there are problems with the connection. Now, the early stages of the horse's training have not progressed correctly along the dressage scales of training, and there are issues with suppleness, relaxation, and contact. Now, in this next part of the podcast episode, we're going to look at four reasons why a horse works with a shortened neck and how to correct the issue. So, number one, we're first going to look at brief random shortening. Now, sometimes the judge will see that the horse briefly shortens his neck during transitions or when making turns across the school. Now, this usually happens during a brief loss of balance or when the horse loses self-carriage. Now, in these cases, the mark deduction will be minor, as the shortening of the neck is not viewed as a major training flaw. But let's still talk about fixing the problem. Now, these momentary losses of balance and frame generally iron themselves out as the horse becomes stronger and is more able to take the weight onto his hindquarters, which develop clearer and more secure self-carriage. Now, you can help by trying to make sure that you set your horse up for transitions and changes of direction by using half halts and thinking ahead. Now, better preparation and coordination of the aids will help to keep the horse balanced and working through his back to the contact, maintaining the connection, frame and balance, and therefore preventing him from that brief random neck shortening. Okay, so now let's move on to problem number two when it comes to working with a short neck, and that is when the horse comes behind the vertical. Now, many times the judge will note that the horse is working with his nose behind the vertical, and when a horse works in that way, the neck is often shortened too. Now, the seriousness of the problem depends on why the horse is working behind the vertical, because sometimes a horse will duck behind the vertical to evade contact with the rider's hand. Now, that might be because the horse finds the bit or bits uncomfortable, or it could be that the rider is using too much hand. So let's talk about fixing this problem. Now, as mentioned, the fix for this problem depends on what's causing the issue in the first place. But first of all, check that the bits that you are using fit the horse correctly and don't have any sharp or worn areas that could be rubbing or pinching him. Now, if the bit fits and it is correctly adjusted, then ask your vet or equine dentist to check your horse's mouth and teeth. Finally, if you recently started riding your horse in a double bridle, then switch back to a snaffle to see if that resolves the problem. It could be that you have introduced the double bridle too early in your horse's training, so take a step back until your horse is better balanced and able to work in self-carriage before trying the double bits again. Now, once you have done those steps, you need to turn your attention to your riding. So ask yourself, are you carrying your hands in the correct position, or are you pulling back without realizing it? And are you using your reins to balance yourself? And are you trying to pull or fiddle your horse into an outline rather than riding him forward through his back from behind? Now, in these cases, you need to invest in a few lessons with a good trainer and work on fixing any rider faults that are causing the horse to drop behind the vertical and work with a shortened frame. But if you need any more help with this, we do have a podcast episode and a blog post titled How to Stop Your Horse from Coming Behind the Vertical, so you can search for that in our archives. But moving on to number three, we're now going to look at bulging at the base of the neck. Now, sometimes the horse's neck comes too short because he's bracing himself against the rider's contact. Now, in this case, the horse pushes the base of his neck forward, causing these muscles to bulge. Now, that usually indicates that the horse is blocking through his top line and he's not working through his back and he's not reaching for the rider's hand. Now, when the horse works in that way, it's extremely difficult for him to flex at the pole, and he will often hollow through his back and shorten his neck. So how do you go about fixing this problem? Well, again, you need to go back to basics. So focus on working your horse along the dressage scales of training and encourage him to work forward from behind through his back to seek a contact and work in a more correct open frame. Now, if the horse pulls or braces against you, then use half halts and lots of transitions to set him back up on his haunches. Riding small circles will also help to encourage the horse to become more supple to the bend and to release the blocking at his poll. Okay, and the last one we're going to talk about, number four, is the incorrect tempo and tension. Now, if the horse is lit up by the atmosphere of competition, he may hurry and try to run away with his rider. Now, that increased tempo often results in the rider hanging onto the horse's mouth and pulling back on the reins. Now, the result is typically a shortened neck and a choppy stride that will be severely penalised by the judge. So how do you go about fixing this problem? Well, first of all, you need to encourage your horse to relax and focus on you. So ride a large circle in rising trot, focusing on keeping your rising steady and in the tempo and rhythm that you want from your horse. Now, you can make the circle smaller to help regulate the horse's tempo and encourage him to bend around the circle, working into an elastic outside rein contact and bending around your inside leg. But take care not to pull your outside shoulder too far back, as that can create a block in the contact. Now, if the horse tries to pull, then ease your hand forward a few inches so that there's nothing for your horse to pull against or lean on. And then keep your leg on and encourage the horse to stretch forward and down whilst keeping a round top line. Now, as the horse relaxes and the tempo slows, then you can gradually shorten the rein so that the horse is working in a correct outline and you can go large and continue with the rest of your work. So to wrap this episode up, coming too short in the neck is a serious fault that usually indicates flaws in the horse's basic training or in the riding. Now, if you've had that comment on your dressage score sheets, take a few steps back in training and re-establish those essential basics. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments section at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.